Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So it's my last day in LA. I am currently sitting in the lounge room of the friend that I'm staying with, Lisa Orkin, who has Project Woo Woo. You should check it out. I'm Dr. Phil on there today. Playing Dr. Phil. Okay, so totally out of my comfort zone. Lisa interviews comedians and actors who have done a lot of improv in their time. And then there's me, who I have done no improv in my life. I am neither an actor or a comedian. And yet I found myself playing Dr. Phil on her show. It's probably cringeworthy, but if you want to check it out, check out Project Woo Woo. And I guess a good, I wasn't expecting to talk about this, but I guess it's a good reminder to get out of our comfort zone. This is something that has come up for me this week at She Podcast Live is, you know, that idea of going all in on something. During my presentation, I played the two versions of Let It Be, which I recorded during my first ever singing lesson. Well, my first singing lesson in like 20 years. I was feeling totally creatively stifled at the time, and I really wanted to be able to just be me, you know, and I love singing, and for some reason I wasn't, and I wanted to unblock that. And so if you go back through the archives, episode 150 of Carlosophies actually talks through that first singing lesson. And I brought it up in my session because I think it's really important that we take risks and that we push ourselves out of our comfort zones. And Lisa had been asking me to be on her show since it began. And I had said, oh no, I'm not an actor. I'm not a comedian. I'm not very good at improv. It makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I kept on saying no. And then, you know, I was here and I was staying with her and she needed a guest. And I was like, well, fuck it. What have I got to lose? So I gave it a go. And I guess that is one thing that I want to impart on you today is to take a risk, because sometimes it doesn't pay off, but often it might not pay off in the return that you expected, but you've grown a little and you've moved outside your comfort zone, which I think is super important that we keep growing, we keep evolving, we keep extending ourselves, and not in a push way, but in a, you know, in a I'll just give it a go, lighthearted, experimental way. So I'm sitting here, it's like about nearly 4 a.m. in Australia and almost 10 a.m. here. It's Wednesday in Australia, Tuesday here, and my podcast episode is due to go out. And I had made a commitment to myself when I started Carlosophies, after a few little glitches in the early days, I had committed to this being a weekly show. Week in, week out, rain, hail or shine, I would be here with an episode. And while I was in Australia, before I came over, I was thinking about bulking a few episodes, but I didn't. And then I've kind of regretted that, to be honest, because it has been a bit of a task to record while I've been away. Number one, I don't have my usual recording environment. So if you go a few episodes back, you'll hear me in my studio. It's a much a better quality sound, I guess. And I haven't had the same recording environment, but I've also had some tech shit happen. So the screen on my MacBook has stopped working post my presentation. And so I haven't been able to record on that. So I'm sitting here on Lisa's couch right now, recording with my little Rode SmartLav lapel mic, which is about $80 and a great little mic, which was what I used to use when I'd walk on the beach recording Carlosophies. Because I've got no other way to do it right now. It's like, it just, and I'm so committed, not just to you guys and being here weekly for you, but also for me and staying in integrity with my word to myself, which is to show up weekly. And I think this is another highlight for you, maybe if you have been afraid of commitment, due to this, right? Because I think we're often trying to avoid making commitment to things long term. At least that's what I see with a lot of people that I work with. They're reluctant to really commit to something because they don't really know what's involved yet, and they're afraid that these kind of situations might pop up, right? Like, I'm not in the ideal scenario right now for producing a show, yet I have made a word to, I have, you know, made word a word to myself. Is that even I made a promise to myself? That's what I'm looking for. I'm also very tired. And I want to keep that. And I have made a promise to you that I will be here weekly. And I want to keep that. So I guess the point of this is that sometimes when we commit to something long term, it can get difficult and it can be inconvenient. But you just get the shit done and then you feel so much better for doing it. Because there was no way I know there are a lot of you who wait till Wednesday for me to pop up in your ears, in your head. And I want it to be there when I promise it'll be there, Wednesday, 6 a.m. Sydney time. And so here I am at 4 a.m. Sydney time recording this to make sure you have it in time, but also to make sure that I keep good to my word, because my promise to myself to be commitment in this, to be consistent in this space has changed my life. It has literally changed my life. I had told myself that I was not a consistent person. I couldn't be consistent at anything. And this podcast was the thing that proved to me that I can. I can show up even when it's fucking hard. I can show up even when it's inconvenient. I can find ways to make shit happen. I can find a solution to the problems and still be here weekly. So I guess the point of this is to highlight to you that it's not that bad, you know? It's not that annoying. You just find a way to do it and you do it. No excuses, no letting yourself off the hook. And I mean this in the most loving way, right? Like, it would be easy for me just to go, oh, it's too hard this week, I'll just skip one. But that's not in integrity for me. And my word to myself matters. It really does. So I will find ways to make the shit happen. And that's what we do. I mean, that's what we do. We find ways to make shit happen. And then I can, you know, in a day or two days, I'll be back at home in my usual recording studio and I'll be back to my regularly scheduled program. And yeah, sometimes I might be recording at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night, but there'll be just a level of comfort to it again. Right now, it's a little uncomfortable and it's a little difficult, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to give up. I'm just going to find a way to record it. Grab my Rode SmartLav, record it into my iPhone, get it out there. I feel like so many of us ghost when at the first opportunity. You know, the first inconvenience comes up and we're out of there. And this was me. I would promise to, okay, so there's two things I want to say here. One is I would promise things that I would feel like I could keep in the moment, but then long term they didn't, I couldn't keep them, like blogging daily or posting to Facebook daily or, you know, podcasting weekly has been the one thing that I have been able to stick to. And it's probably harder than all of them because there's a little bit more involved, right? But I don't know, for some reason I've been able to stick to this. And I think it's because there are parameters around it. I know I need to get an episode out at Wednesday, 6 a.m. And so I just go about getting that shit done. I don't want to ghost on this because it means so much to me. And maybe that's the key. Maybe we find the things that actually really matter to us and we focus on those. And we let ourselves off the hook for the other areas. So what if you don't show up on fucking Instagram 5 times a week? So what if you don't blog daily? So what if you don't stick to your newsletter? What is the way you want to share your message with the world? Make a promise to that. One place. And then see the onflow effect from that. Okay, well, I'm going to go get about my day here in LA before flying out on an 11 o'clock flight tonight, which will actually be way better than the flight over. The flight over left at 10 a.m. Sydney. 10 a.m. Sydney, and got into LA at 6 a.m. So then, like, it's been and it's 12 hours long. So basically it's like 10 o'clock at night, but it's 6 a.m. in LA. So you have to stay awake. Well, you don't have to, but I chose to stay awake the whole day. So I was up for 36 hours. On the way home, it leaves at 11 p.m. and it gets in at 6 a.m. So it's like an overnight flight, which means I will be able to get some fucking sleep, hopefully. And then back to my regularly scheduled program once I arrive. So you'll hear from me in the studio next week. I might bring some reflections from my trip away. I don't know. You know, it's always what this is the thing about this podcast is it's really just I hit record and whatever is on top is what comes out. It's and I think that's why I can be so consistent at it, because there is no pressure around it. You know, one of the things that came up time and time again was to have a schedule. And my only schedule for this is making sure I show up weekly. And whatever comes out is whatever goes out. And life can be that easy if we can. And I mean, this is something that I've built over time, this trust that I can do it. But the way that I've built the trust is through evidence, and the evidence has come about through me doing it. So here I am doing it, people. What are you going to do? All right, until next week, peace out. Oh, one quick thing before I go. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, I have an incredible special on Radcasters. So if you're looking to get your message out via a podcast and learn from someone who's been in the space for 5 years, God, I've done hundreds and hundreds of podcast episodes across 5 top iTunes hits. I also have worked in audio for 15 years. I have a background in radio, and you know, I've just been speaking at the world's biggest conference for women podcasters. So I'm legit and you can learn from me. But I have an incredible special on Radcasters to celebrate the launch of Rock Your Mic Right, my new podcast about podcasting, and also to celebrate my first international speaking gig, which I've just come back from at She Podcast Live. I have taken $350 off Radcasters. It ends today. So if you want in on that, just go to radcasters.com, click join here, then select the online course version, which I think is in pink, and use the promo code RYMR. So that's RYMR for Rock Your Mic Right, RYMR. And you'll get $350 off, which brings Radcasters down to only US $150. I'll never do that price again. It's fucking ridiculous. But I just really wanted to get, I just think that course is so brilliant. And it's really highlighted to me how important it is. You know, She Podcast has really highlighted to me, not that it needed highlighting because I'm always about this. It really highlighted the importance of us getting the fundamentals right, the foundations of our show right, getting the audio good, getting the branding right, getting your intro, outro right, getting you all those elements that create a show I cover in Radcasters. So if you're interested in learning from a professional podcaster, then head to radcasters.com and click through, then use the coupon code RYMR. It's going to be ending at 12 p.m. tonight, Sydney time. So you better be quick. That is it, I believe. Until next week when I'm back home on Aussie soil, I can't wait to. There have been so many reflections that I've made while I've been here, the amount of plastic. Oh my God. Americans, reduce your plastic use, please. Everything comes in plastic. The food is just so big. Everything's bigger and everything's wrapped in plastic. So I'm really looking forward to getting back onto Aussie soil and, you know, I don't know. But I've also really loved it here in the States. I've particularly loved LA. I'll definitely be back, maybe for She Podcast Live next year. Who knows? So just to summarize, I guess the key takeaways from this are, number one, get out of your comfort zone. Do something that scares you a little bit, that makes you feel a little vulnerable. You know, I felt very vulnerable recording the Dr. Phil episode on Project Woo Woo. But also, it was lots of fun. And it highlighted to me that I'm way more capable than I think I am. And I think sometimes we put ourselves in these boxes. It's like, I'm not an actor. I'm not a comedian. Well, actually, I am an actor. I'm a voiceover actor. So I do have some skills. And this was my first go at doing some improv stuff. So, you know, I think it's pretty good for someone who's having a first go. So I guess there's two keys there, right? One is get out of your comfort zone. Try something that makes you feel a little vulnerable. And number two, be okay with what you produce there. You know, but go gentle on yourself. If it's your first time doing something, of course, you're not going to be the world's greatest at it. Acceptance of that is a really powerful thing. And number two, commit. It doesn't mean that you have to commit to something that feels like a noose around your neck, but commit to what you love. Commit to what you love and show up for it, even when you don't feel like it, even when the going gets tough. Show up for it and show up for you. All right. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.